Welcome to the Revenue Edge, Strategies for Enterprise Sales Leaders by Atlantic Growth Solutions, a show where we dive deep into the strategies, tools, and techniques that drive lead generation, qualification, and conversion. I'm John, and I'm joined by Olivia. We are Atlantic Growth Solutions AI podcast hosts. We want you to know that the contents of this episode come solely from Atlantic Growth Solutions' database of previously published white papers and blogs. Enjoy the episode.
All right, welcome back. Today, we're diving into something that's absolutely foundational to the way we work here, building trust through thought leadership.
Exactly. This episode is for anyone wondering how to stand out in the crowded world of B2B sales without being just another Me Too vendor.
Right? And if you're thinking, okay, what exactly is thought leadership and why should I even care about it? Stick with us. Because in B2B sales, especially when you're dealing with enterprise buyers, trust is currency. And thought leadership. That's one of the most powerful ways to earn it.
So let's start at the top. Why does thought leadership even matter in B2B? Well, in the white paper Ultimate Strategies for B2B Lead Generation, there's a line that really hits the nail on the head. It says that content marketing displays a company's expertise and speaks directly to the specific issues faced by a B2B clientele.
Yes. And it's not just about putting out content for content's sake. It's about sharing ideas that genuinely help your audience solve real problems. When you do that consistently, you build authority. And authority breeds trust.
Yup. And in B2B sales, especially in long sales cycles or enterprise deals, that trust can be the tipping point between you and a competitor.
Totally. We've seen this over and over with our clients. When they take the time to educate their audience, like through white papers, webinars, even case studies, it positions them as the go-to resource, not just another vendor trying to close a deal.
And in the Article 4, Great Methods for B2B Lead Generation, there's a really strong emphasis on the power of great content. It actually says, quote, "The point here is to get your business positioned as the thought leader in your industry that everyone comes to for advice and information."
Exactly. That's not just smart marketing, that's long game strategy.
All right, so let's move into the how. How do you actually become a thought leader in your space?
In the White Paper 7 B2B Lead Generation Solutions that drive results, there's this section that breaks it down beautifully. It talks about content marketing that's strategic, not just blogs and webinars, but things like deep dive case studies and white papers that offer real, useful solutions to common industry problems.
Yep. And what stood out to me was this advice. Make it good. Don't just throw stuff out there with keywords in it and a giant call to action. Offer real value, and everyone will see you as valuable.
Say it louder for the marketers in the back. Great thought leadership is valuable before the sale ever happens. And part of that value comes from relevance tapping into your audience's pain points.
Right. That same document recommends going beyond demographics and into psychographics. Understanding their decision-making process, their day-to-day frustrations, their long-term goals.
And that aligns with what we do in our Revenue Helix approach. We don't just target by job title, we build a full picture of the human behind that title. That way, every piece of thought leadership we create or promote hits them where it matters.
Exactly. And in the guide Ultimate Strategies for B2B Lead Generation, there's this great section on leveraging newsletters and platforms like HubSpot or Apollo to distribute that thought leadership content in a way that sparks professional conversations.
And let's not forget social media. In 4 Great Methods for B2B Lead Generation, it talks about how LinkedIn is a goldmine when used right. Not just for outreach, but for sharing valuable insights, engaging in conversations, and building your presence as a knowledgeable voice in the industry.
Yep. Join those relevant industry groups. Participate in the discussion threads. And when you start sharing your own content, it lands.
Exactly. And here's something I love from the article, What Makes an Effective Lead Generation Solution. It says, content is the fuel that drives lead generation engines. But the trick is making sure that fuel isn't cheap. You want premium something that moves the needle.
Okay, so once you're creating and distributing this valuable content, how do you know it's working?
Great question. In the document, Ultimate Strategies for B2B Lead Generation, analytics play a huge role. It calls out the importance of KPIs like client retention, customer satisfaction, referral rates, and lifetime value.
Right. Because it's not just about impressions or likes. Thought leadership is a trust-building exercise. And trust shows up in behaviors like repeat business, higher deal sizes, and customers introducing you to others in their network.
You want to track the actual outcomes? Did this case study drive more demo requests? Are people mentioning your white paper on sales calls? Are referral rates going up because people are seeing you as the expert?
And the document, What You Can Expect from Our Lead Generation Services, brings this all home. It talks about the 9-step lead handoff process and how much vetting we do before passing a lead on to sales. That trust transfer, that only works if the lead already sees us and our client as credible, reliable, and insightful.
Yeah. And trust me, when our revenue engineers hand over a lead that's been nurtured with smart, relevant content, that's a lead that's already warmed up.
Yep. They're not meeting a stranger. They're meeting the thought leader they've been following for weeks.
It's that kind of pre-sold status that lets sales teams have better conversations, not just faster ones.
And that's what we mean when we talk about the business case for thought leadership. It's not fluff. It's influence that compounds.
And you know what's interesting? In the white paper, Ultimate Strategies for B2B Lead Generation, there's an entire section devoted to building strong relationships with leads. One of the key points it makes is that you can't just be a vendor. You have to position yourself as a strategic partner.
Right. And what better way to do that than through thought leadership? When you consistently publish content that helps your audience think differently or spot new opportunities, you're offering value before there's ever a transaction.
That same white paper outlines 10 tactics for strengthening relationships with prospects. And what's number 9 on that list? Bring new ideas and forward-looking insights?
Boom. That's literally what thought leadership is. Bringing insight to the table, not just answers.
That's why when we work with clients, we often push them to go beyond product-centric messaging. We want them to step into that educator role to be the company that challenges conventional thinking in their space.
There's also a point in What You Can Expect from Our Lead Generation Services about how we engage mid-funnel leads. We use LinkedIn selling, intelligent tools, and personalized emails. Why? Because those mid-funnel leads need to be nurtured. They need confidence in your expertise before they're going to commit to a meeting.
Right. And part of that confidence comes from seeing thought leadership content before they're even in your CRM.
In What Makes an Effective Lead Generation Solution, there's a great bit about how personalization and segmentation make communications more relevant. I think that applies to thought leadership too.
Let's talk about formats for a second. In the guide, 4 Great Methods for B2B Lead Generation, it lists blog posts, white papers, ebooks, and case studies. Not every asset needs to be a magnum opus. A smart LinkedIn post can do wonders.
Content marketing is consultative selling at scale. You're guiding people toward a smarter decision before they even know they need you.
And when we talk about analytics, because yes, we're data people too, the white paper Ultimate Strategies for B2B Lead Generation points to key performance indicators that are often overlooked in thought leadership, like degrees of engagement, referral rates, and client retention.
Those are long game signals that you're building a reputation, not just visibility. And visibility without trust is noise.
But when visibility and trust come together, that's influence. That's what makes your sales team's job easier. That's what shortens cycles. That's what lands enterprise deals.
If we're being real here, thought leadership isn't about being the loudest. It's about being the most useful.
And to anyone out there still debating whether thought leadership is worth the effort, look at the data. Look at the trust it builds. Look at how it primes your audience before a single sales call is made.
It's not optional anymore. It's a competitive advantage.
And it's also a promise to your audience that you're in it for the long haul, not just the sale.
So go lead with value, and trust will follow.
So, to wrap it up, if you're serious about scaling enterprise sales, then building trust through thought leadership can't be an afterthought.
From crafting useful content to showing up in the right places with the right insights, this is how trust is built.
It's something we live and breathe here. Whether it's educating through content or qualifying leads that already trust you, we've seen the ROI.
And next time someone tells you thought leadership doesn't drive results, play them this episode.
Please do. And until next time, keep leading with insight.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Revenue Edge, Strategies for Enterprise Sales Leaders. Learn more about Atlantic Growth Solutions by visiting our website or scheduling a discovery call using the links in the show description.